Welcome to Mind Games, the Psychology of Sports. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of meditation and its growing impact on athletic performance.
It's a topic I'm really excited about. I've been noticing more and more athletes incorporating meditation into their training, and the results are quite compelling, to say the least.
Absolutely. And it's not just anecdotal evidence anymore. We're seeing solid research backing up the benefits.
Personally, I'm intrigued by the sheer breadth of meditation practices, from ancient traditions to modern applications.
It's remarkable, isn't it? The diversity. You've got everything from focused attention, like using a mantra, to open monitoring, like mindfulness, and then the fascinating intersection with technology, like VR and neurofeedback.
Exactly. And the history. It's mind-boggling to think how long humans have been exploring these practices across so many different cultures and religions.
Yeah, the roots are deep, and yet there's still so much we don't fully understand, which makes it all the more exciting to explore. Like, what are the specific mechanisms at play? How does meditation actually change the brain and body to improve performance?
Right. And what about the potential downsides? We've heard whispers of adverse effects, but how prevalent are they and how do we mitigate them? It's important to approach this topic with a balanced perspective.
Definitely. We need to be critical, look at the research, but also acknowledge the potential. So where do you think we should start? Maybe with defining what we actually mean by meditation?
Good point. It's such a broad term used in so many different contexts. I think it's essential to clarify what we're talking about before we delve into the specifics.
I agree. Let's unpack that first, because, you know, what one person considers meditation might be completely different from another's practice.
Right. So how do we define meditation in the context of sports performance? Is it purely about stress reduction, or is there more to it?
Well, that's a key question, isn't it? Because some might see it as just a relaxation technique, while others view it as a tool for enhancing focus, improving mental resilience, even achieving that elusive flow state.
Precisely. And then there's the question of how it all ties into the psychology of sports. How do we measure the impact of meditation on things like motivation, self-esteem, and even team cohesion?
It's complex, no doubt, but I think by breaking it down, looking at the different types of meditation, the research, and the experiences of athletes, we can start to get a clearer picture.
So we were talking about defining meditation, especially in the context of sports, and it struck me how easily it can be oversimplified. It's not just about chilling out, right?
Exactly. I mean, relaxation is definitely a component, but it's way more nuanced than that. It's about cultivating a specific kind of mental state, one that allows athletes to perform at their peak. It's about focus, resilience, even accessing that flow state, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that flow state, almost like a heightened awareness where everything clicks into place. I've heard athletes describe it as being in the zone. Is that something meditation can actually cultivate?
Well, the research is promising. Some studies suggest that regular meditation can enhance attentional control, which is a key component of flow. It's like training your mind to stay present, to avoid getting distracted by internal chatter or external pressures. And when you're fully present, you're more likely to enter that flow state.
I see. So it's not just about clearing your mind, but also about strengthening it, making it more agile in a way, like mental gymnastics.
That's a great analogy. It's about developing mental muscles, so to speak, the ability to focus, to refocus, to resist distractions.
Mm-hmm.
These are skills you can hone through consistent meditation practice.
Interesting. So if we're talking about mental training, are there specific types of meditation that are particularly effective for athletes?
Well, different approaches work for different people, but mindfulness meditation seems to be particularly well-suited for sports. It emphasizes present moment awareness, non-judgmental observation of thoughts and feelings, which can be incredibly valuable in high-pressure situations.
Right. Because in sports, things can change in a split second. You need to be able to adapt to adjust your strategy on the fly. If you're dwelling on a past mistake or worrying about a future outcome, you're not going to be able to perform at your best. Is that what mindfulness helps with?
Precisely. It helps you stay grounded in the present, to respond effectively to whatever's happening right now without getting caught up in your head. And that can make all the difference in a competitive environment.
So mindfulness, it's like you're present, right? Not caught up in the past or future. But how do you actually train for that? It sounds almost passive.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? But it's not passive at all. It's active mental training. Like with mindfulness meditation, you're actively cultivating awareness of your thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations without judgment. It's like, oh, there's a thought. Interesting. And then you let it go.
Oh, so you're not trying to suppress thoughts, just observe them?
Exactly. Because suppressing thoughts often just makes them stronger. Mindfulness is about acknowledging them, but not getting carried away. You're developing a mental space, so to speak, between you and your thoughts. And that space gives you freedom to choose how to respond rather than just reacting automatically.
I see. So in a pressure situation, like say a penalty kick in soccer, how does that play out?
Well, instead of getting caught up in the pressure, the what ifs, the fear of missing, the athlete can use mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment, to focus on the task at hand, the feel of the ball, their breath, the position of the goal. It's about bringing their attention back to what they can control rather than getting lost in the mental noise.
That makes sense. It's almost like developing a mental anchor, yeah? Something to hold on to in the storm.
Right. And the more you practice mindfulness, the stronger that anchor becomes. It's like any other skill. The more you train, the better you get. It's not a magic bullet, but it can be a powerful tool for athletes to manage pressure, enhance focus, and ultimately perform at their best.
So, we've covered a lot about meditation and athletes. And I'm really struck by how much is out there. It's not just sitting cross-legged humming om, is it?
No, not at all. It's like a whole mental training regimen. We talked about mindfulness, focus meditation, even incorporating tech like VR and neurofeedback. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, the tech stuff is really interesting. I'm curious about the brainwave stuff, you know? Alpha, beta, data. It sounds almost like science fiction.
It does, doesn't it? But the research is there, like how mindfulness can shift you into an alpha state, which can then lead to that flow experience. That's pretty powerful stuff.
The flow state, it's almost mystical the way athletes describe it. Like, time slows down, everything clicks. Oh, can meditation really help you access that?
Well, it seems to create the optimal conditions mentally and physiologically. It's not a guarantee, of course, but it definitely seems to help. And even if you don't reach that flow state, there are still benefits like reduced anxiety and better focus.
Right. And what about the different types of meditation? We talked about mindfulness, focused attention. Does it matter which one you choose?
I think it depends on the athlete, the sport, their individual needs. Like mindfulness seems to be really good for high pressure situations, helping you stay present. But focused attention might be better for, say, improving concentration during training.
I see. So it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. You have to find what works for you.
Exactly. And it's not just about the type of meditation, but also the consistency. Like those studies showed that regular practice, even just for a few minutes a day, can make a real difference.
Yeah, that's key. It's like any other form of training. You have to put in the time and effort to see results. It's not a quick fix, but it can be a powerful tool for athletes looking to improve their mental game.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just for elite athletes either. Anyone can benefit from incorporating some form of mindfulness or meditation into their lives. It's about managing stress, improving focus, and cultivating a more balanced mental state. So whether you're a professional athlete or just someone who enjoys staying active, it's definitely worth exploring.